This Russell Martin thing's kind of a big deal, eh?
Oh, yeah, no, it's most definitely a big deal. You know, that's a big piece to this puzzle going forward, for sure.
What was your reaction to the signing?
You know, I didn't really know. That was a big out of left field for me. I didn't really know what to expect. And then all of a sudden it popped up on the TV at my workout, and my dad that was there with me just screamed that we got Russell Martin. I was like, damn. So here we go. So, yeah, no, it's definitely a positive, and it's going to be one of our big-time leaders behind there. He's going to be able to control our pitching staff and control the running game, so I'm excited about that.
Is it cool to have another guy who can help shoulder the, hey, I'm the Canadian guy on the team?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, the more Canadian guys we can get on the team, it's just good for the Blue Jays in general. Pulls more fans out, and when you get a guy like Russ there and the talent that he has and the talent that he's bringing to Toronto and to our ball club, it's only going to pull more people in, and it's just a great omen for the team. So it's definitely moving forward with positivity.
Brett Laurie, the Toronto Blue Jays, here on Tim and Sid. You hear a lot about framing pitches, Brett, with him. You know, you're in the league, you're at third, you see a lot of things. How much of the game is framing from a catcher's perspective, or is that an overrated kind of talking point on our end?
It's not an overrated at all. I think, you know, I think the more opportunities catchers get behind there and the more, you know, the more pitches that they can keep close and in the zone, it only betters because, you know, the umpires, you know, everyone's not perfect, right? So, you know, if you stick things, you know, who knows? The umpire may, you know, give it your way just because he saw it like that. But if, you know, you take that and you take it out of the zone, you just take it down, you don't stick it, you know, the umpire's like, oh, you didn't stick that, that's just a ball, and he kind of just goes with that. So if you can kind of show, you know, show that you can stick it a little bit, then it just kind of allows umpires to just kind of get used to you, and they know that, you know, you're kind of around the zone and that you keep people in the zone and that you're around the plate all the time. So it definitely works as a positive.
Brett Laurie joining us here on Tim and Sid. We've had a few of the leaders of your team on this show talking about how they wanted help last year, wanted some sort of help last year. Can a move like this brighten the mood of a clubhouse, or is that too much to ask?
No, I think it definitely does. I mean, this is a guy that's going to be in control. I mean, he touches the ball every single pitch. So, you know, he's kind of almost the quarterback out there, and he's got a high intensity, and he plays with a high intensity, and he's a great athlete behind there. I mean, he's played second base. He's played shortstop growing up as he was young, and he can run a little bit as well. So it's just really good to have an athlete back there that can move like he can, and he throws guys out at will. And when he steps in the box, you know, he's looking to do damage as well. So it's just great to have a guy that's behind there that's going to compete his butt off for us, and he's going to go to war every day. So I'm just excited to go out there and compete with him. It's going to be special.
Brett Laurie, the Jays, here on Tim and Sid. Brett, what does it mean to have a guy – And Russell's only missed the playoffs once since 2008. To have a guy who knows a lot about the postseason to walk into that clubhouse next spring to a team as young and in certain aspects also as playoff inexperienced as you guys are.
You know what? He's going to walk in there, and he knows what it takes to get there. He's been a part of it, and he's done it. So he knows what, you know, the team chemistry is like. He knows what it takes in order to be, you know, in order to be the best, in order to get to where you need to be to be a championship team in order to get there. So, you know, he's just going to do what he does from a catching standpoint. But I think in the clubhouse, he's just going to read things early, I think, and he's just going to apply what he applies. He's a leader out there. He is from behind the dish. And I think that's just going to carry right into the clubhouse, and he's going to gem well with everybody because he's a good guy. And everybody on the Blue Jays is upbeat and everybody's positive. So he's going to gem really well with all of us. And he's Canadian as well, so it's just another positive. So I think it's definitely a positive. And he's going to be our captain out there. He's going to be our guy behind the dish, so I'm excited.
You mentioned he's a good guy. You expressed your frustration with him when he didn't join the World Baseball Classic team. Have you talked to him since that point?
Yeah, as soon as I heard, yeah, I've talked to him after that, and as soon as he got traded, I texted him and I sent a tweet out and whatnot, and you know what, that's just that wasn't anything against him. That was just trying to field the best Canadian baseball team that we could possibly field, you know, and we needed him, and that's the thing. I think it was more needing him on our team than anything. It was just wanting to have him on our team so bad, and I think it was just more frustrating than anything, but it's nothing against Russ at all. It's just what he had to do to get him ready for the season and go 160, 150 games at catching. It's tough on the body, so you got to do what you got to do to stay healthy. And I'm just glad he's on our side now. But no, it's just me and him are going to have a blast together. I really look forward to it. And it's going to be a great year. I'm really excited.
Brett Laurie of the Jays here on Tim and Sid. You mentioned staying healthy. So let's talk about this for a moment. Have you changed your off-season workout routine at all to deal with the oblique?
Yeah, you know what? That's just one of those things. You know, it's trying to figure out why it's happening. It's not necessarily that it's happening, it's why. So it's about figuring out why. So basically what happened was when I hurt my ankle last year when I slid into second base, you know, that did some damage on my left side. And so the way my lower half was working, it was just kind of compensating weird. And just the way that I did it when I slid in there, it's kind of almost throwing my body off. And it's just making the way that I move and whatnot ever so slightly just a little bit more tight in my rotation or whatnot. So it's kind of just learning. It's a learning curve as well. It's not just going back and getting back into the weight room and getting after it. It's about quality over quantity. And I think that it's just learning and doing things correctly to get the proper movements and firing the little things to make the big things work better. And that's what I've been really working on and doing the little things, because if you do the little things, I really feel like the big things will blossom in the end. So I just got to continue forward with what I'm doing. I'm happy with what I'm doing. I feel great. And I look forward to what it's going to be at the end product.
So altering your workout regimen and altering, you know, the way you get ready for a season, will it ever alter the way you play?
You know what? It doesn't necessarily mean the way I play, because the reason I'm getting hurt isn't necessarily the reason how I play. It's just, those are just things that are just happening just from the way that my body is reacting. And it's not necessarily the way I play. It's just the way my body was compensating and the way it was going on with my ankle and past injuries that have brought up all these other ones. So it's basically trying to stay on top of these ones and get those little muscles that weren't firing around those other things to make the big things work more smooth. And I figure that if we keep on top of this thing, that everything's going to be all right. And I feel great. I feel like my rotation is a lot better, and just continue forward with doing what I'm doing. I really feel that I'm going to be okay. And I'm feeling real positive about it. I'm just going to keep going, do what I'm doing, and stick to this program that I'm on, and continue with it during the season as well, and really stay on top of this thing so I can just go out and have some fun and play with Russ and some of the new guys that we have coming along. It's going to be a great season.
And play some ball. It's funny, because we've had arguments on this show whether guys are injury prone or just unlucky. And, you know, you've missed a significant amount of games over the last three seasons. Are you ever worried that you might have to change the way you play the game, even though that's got you to where you are?
I mean, you look what happened this year. I mean, you know, you're in Cincinnati and all of a sudden your first at bat, Johnny Cueto, he misses with a heater up and in, then you break your finger. So that's not necessarily the way I play. That's just something that's part of the game. I mean, Robinson Cano's over in Japan, he breaks his pinky toe. Like he said, quote him, he said, it's just part of the game.
Yeah.
These are just things that it just happens, right? So for me, it's just, I get hit by a pitch, I'm out for 4-6. That wasn't me. That was someone else. And that was just something that you just got to suck up and wear it and get back in there. And as soon enough, you know, you don't play for a while, and then all of a sudden you just get back in, you ramp things up, and then something else happens. So it's just one of those things where you just got to stay on top of it. It's a little bit frustrating, but at the same time, I don't really look at it just like I'm doing it myself. I went out there and I created all this myself. I ran into some, you know, some bad luck here and there, and that's just part of the game. And that's what's part about manning up and just getting back out there and not worrying about that stuff. You just got to go back out, because there's 162 more coming in April, so there's not much to worry about last year. I only can worry about tomorrow and this next upcoming season, and that's what I'm doing. I'm not worried about the past. I'm just worried about staying on top of the past so that we don't have to go back down that road. And I feel like I got a really good beat on that, and I'm just going to continue forward with my workouts and what I'm doing.
You're allowed to say yes, but does it bug you to hear dudes like us or maybe more talented analysts suggest that you need to change your game?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I'm just giving you the answers that I feel from my heart and what I do. I mean, I'm just giving it to you how it is. And it's just, you know, I've heard it. I've had it told to me a number of times. Do I have to change? Do I have to change? But I've always had the same answer. You know, you run into some bad luck here and there, and it's just how the game goes. You just got to keep your chin up, keep moving forward, and you can't go around it. You got to go through it. And that's what I've kind of come up against the past little bit. But I'm only 24 years old, turning 25. I feel great. I'm ready to go for 162 this year. Can't worry about anything but winning and going hard for my team and for my city. So what's going to happen?
Nice. Brett Laurie of the Jays here on Tim and Sid. Brett, how much input do the Jays have in your off-season workouts?
I mean, right now, I mean, we got a great system going with the trainer that I have down here, him and Chris, our head strength coach. I mean, they report to each other on a daily basis from everything that I do. So definitely it's my rotation and whatnot. So we've just kind of put a good plan together with what I've been doing and, you know, past things that have happened to me with my rotation and my oblique and stuff like that. So we're just doing things to stay on top of these things in order to, especially past things. We're just doing little things to make the big things better in the end picture. And I feel like we got a real good beat on this.
Brett, do you still Do you have any clue what position you're going to start the season at? Like, have you had any conversations with the guys?
No, I haven't had any conversations, no. But my feel is with the move that we just made and whatnot, with the Tigers and Ghosts and whatnot, that that I feel like third base, you know, hopefully will be my spot, and I'll just be able to go out there and just know that third base is going to be it, and not on Sunday I'm playing second for seven innings and then go over to third for two, so we have a defensive replacement. I feel like this is now an opportunity for me just to go back over to third base and just do what I've always done, and that's just go keep the ball in front and just try and make the routine play, and that's always what I've wanted to do. It's just not really much of a think position for me. It's more of just a reaction, and that's just a lot better for me. I enjoy that a lot better than second base, and it's just good to know where you're going to be every day, right?
I noticed that you retweeted a quote from UFC light heavyweight champ John Bones Jones, who said, "Don't let a hard lesson harden your heart." Do you feel like you're battling that at all?
You know what? I've run into some problems, man. I want to play. I want to get out there. I want to go every single day, and I want to go play. And it's just, I've run into some problems like that. And it's just like, you can do two things. You can do one of two things. You can just be saddened about it and just be like, well, you know, I hope I don't get hurt again. Or you can just say, you know what? I'm sick and tired of this. Get out of this. Figure out why it's happening. Get on top of it, accomplish it, and move forward from it. And that's what I'm really trying to do. I'm not dwelling on anything. I'm just moving forward with positivity, and I'm really trying to nip this thing in the butt. And I feel like I really am. I feel great, and I really feel like I'm doing the right things to better myself and to be able to go out there and compete on a everyday basis at the highest level. It's just what I'm doing, and I feel like I'm headed in the right direction.
You sound like a fighter. You don't sound like a guy that runs with the tail between the legs.
No, you
look like a fighter.
Yeah, it's definitely not how things work.
Brett, how much more do you think Alex is going to do here? Like, we were sitting here yesterday after the signing and saying, okay, this is nice, but they still need X, Y, Z, A, B, and C, and it would be nice if they can get 1, 2, and 3. Like, how crazy is the next 2, 3, 4 weeks going to be, do you think?
Oh, definitely crazy, because you just see the first move that we made. You know, we made a couple little ones in the beginning, but then you see the big one, and it's like, boom, you know, you get a guy back there now that's all-star, and he's going to be the captain out there for us. So it's just like, you know, we're definitely on the upswing. So there's a lot of room for improvement, I think, and I'm not really sure where they're going to go with it. It's definitely going to be exciting, because I don't think anybody really saw this, where this was going with Russell. And I think it turned a few heads that the Blue Jays are making some moves. So I'm just excited to see what we're going to be in 2.5, 3 weeks here. And it's going to be interesting. I think the Blue Jays may turn some heads this offseason.
All right, last hard-hitting one. I also noticed that you tweet about game shows often. I saw The Feud. I saw Jeopardy. What is the greatest game show in the history of mankind?
The greatest? Oh, man, I don't even know. Because there's, you know, you run in some good ones overall, you know, but I am a huge fan of waking up and watching The Price is Right. Love that. Yeah.
But only if Plinko's on. Only if Plinko's
only
on.
Love Plinko. That's, you never know when you're going to get, maybe once a week, but you never know.
Yeah. You never know when it's Plinko Day. I'm with you.
Mountain Climber, the Yodelahu, is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there.
Stop.
Yeah. And Holen, I got to be honest, because I never get things right in the first chance. Holen won. Or two.
Right.
Is now
right.
My favorite.
Yeah, exactly right.
All right, Brett, listen, all the best with the conditioning in the off season. Enjoy the news filtering in. I agree with you. I think this next month and a bit's going to be wild.
Exciting.
And we'll see you at spring training. We appreciate the time. Thanks.
Yeah, sounds good, guys. Enjoy talking to you.